Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sarim, Biakva Shom, Le'a Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo'obasro, Daf Tzadikei. The Gemara, in the end of Amud Bey, starts the sugyo of what is the din when one has a Yain HaNimkar B'chanos. Right? The Rashbam explains, what is Yain HaNimkar B'chanos? It's bad wine, which the taste of it is as wine, but the smell is a vinegar. Reicho chalo v'taimo chamro. So the shaila is, which bracha do you say in it? Do you say in Brei Pri Hagafen, or do you say in she'akol nihiyah b'dvoroi? The more brings a machlekes, and we pass in lahalacha that it is Brei Pri Hagafen in this case. And l'chora, there is a remez over here to something which is very gevaldik that has to do with when something has a certain taste but a different smell. So we'll start with first thing, as we find in the Gemara. The Gemara says, when the Gemara wants to give an expression of somebody who is not as good as his father. His father was a big tzaddik, but he's not as big. So the Gemara calls it chalo bar chamro, which means choymetz ben yain. This is also used in Loshon HaKodesh. Choymetz ben yain. Choymetz ben yain means vinegar, the son of wine. Wine represents the tzaddikim. The choymetz, the chalo, represents the vinegar. So a rasha, son of a tzaddik, is chalo bar chamro. So we see that chalo represents a rasha. Now, when Yaakov Avinu comes in front of his father Yitzchok to get the brachas, he's wearing the clothes of Esav. It says in Chazal, Vayorach etz reyach begodov, Yitzchok Avinu smelled the clothes of Yaakov. Chazal darshan vayorach is reyach boigdov. He smelled the ones that betray, which means he smelled the rishoyim. When Yaakov Avinu is wearing clothes of Esav, the clothes of Esav represent the rishoyim, which are the, so to speak, the clothes that are on top of Yaakov Avinu. So Tzadik HaKohen explains, what does it mean? Why the clothes represent the rishoyim? So he says the pshat like this. The Rishayim and the outside, they're not great. They have the clothes of Esav. But it's only the external part of the Rishayim. The inner part, the Tzadikim. Afilu Rishayim Sheboim Milei Mitzvos Kerimin. Even the biggest Rishayim are full of mitzvahs. In the inside, every Yid is an Neshama Gedoisha. Every Yid is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Yid is a lot of mitzvahs that he does. But the question is the external part, the cover-up. What is the outside? The Rishoyim have, and the outside, the clothes of Esav. That's why they're called Reach Bgodov is Reach Boigdov. The Boigdim are the clothes in the outside. Adds Reb Tzadik HaKohen that it says by Yitzchok Vayorach is Reach Bgodov, and what was the Reach that Yitzchok had? The Reach of Gan Eden. Because when you come and you smell the Rishoyim, you really realize that they also Gan Eden. Even the biggest Rishoyim, even the ones that in the outside are not good, but really in the inside they're good. And therefore, even through the with the Bgodim of the Rishoyim, there is still a connection to Gan Eden. And if we learned that Chala, vinegar, is the Rishoyim, and Yain, it represents the Tzadikim. So when you have a wine, which is Taime Chamro, the Reicho Chala, it tastes like wine, meaning the actual thing is wine, but the smell on the outside is vinegar. So then that is mamish the Rishoyim. That's exactly what Reb Tzadik is saying. Then the outside they're Rosh and the inside they're good. The smell, you know, from the outside, it looks like they're Rishoyim. But when you look in the inside, you really see that they're wine. So in Mele, the case of our Gemara, Yain Shenimkar Bechanus, the one that has the taste of wine but a smell of vinegar, represents the Rishoyim. And the halacha is that we say on them also Boi Pri Hagafen. They're also included in the Boi Pri Hagafen, they're also included in Bracha, they're also part of the wine of Klal Yisrael. And this may be a remez that we have in our sugyo, a remez which is a beautiful hachana to Yemei Hadin. Anyone who wants to join Shom Achshava, email us to Otsuko, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.